Hello, and I am so grateful to be here today with you. I'm Natasha Venter, and I am an intuitive medium. I'm also a seer of a lot of energies and doing work with people doing their life. And I'm so grateful to be here with you today. And, you know, I want everybody to remember we're still in the year of the dragon. And the year of the dragon is going to be this one where we're going to be roaring a lot. And it's a big one for us to engage with ourselves this year. But at the same time, though, we got to really listen to what the dragon does. And I've, you know, understood dragon as one that, you know, I have one that sits on my council as a guide. And, you know, his name is Elder. And it's not his true name. Dragons will never give them your true name. But today's show is going to be on, it's going to be on about let's be being instead of doing all the time. You know, that there's a difference between being and doing. And the year of the dragon, it's going to be one that we're going to want to really work into. How do we take care of ourselves? Because a dragon likes to take care of himself. He'll sit there, ponder, think, negotiate. And, you know, Dragon really wanted to come in today and say, this is important for you to do right now is to take care of you. And, you know, we're all in the midst. And, you know, you hear it all around. This is the year. This is the year. This is the year. Yes, this is the year. But this is the lifetime. We've been doing this work for lifetimes. In my opinion, remembering your truth is your truth, but I believe in past lives, future lives, dimensional lives, all around lives, you know, because really there's no linear time when we're talking about lives, as my understanding is. So going into this, how do you negotiate the world of being in the midst of doing? And it's a trick. It really is a trick. And I know I got caught up in it in the last couple of weeks of the doing thing too, myself. And I really had to look at myself. And how do I need to really slow myself down, get myself grounded? How do I need to, and the word is need in a way, but yet it's not because, you know, it's that dance of need to do, not to do, what to do. And words right now are very important. So I'm catching myself in my words even as I'm speaking them. You know, because it's that part of us that when we're working into doings, that we really forget that we have this body that needs to be taken care of. And I'm going to use the word needs, because as we're going into this, that our body is really in the midst of being a part of our story. And, you know, as we're negotiating who we are and what we're doing, that it is. Hi, Veronica. Hi on Instagram. I'm live on many different platforms here, so I hope that everybody can hear me, see me. And remember, this is a conversation. So if you have a comment somewhere, please make it legal and knowledgeable and helpful for, because sometimes what you're thinking is what other people are thinking. So going into this, that we are in the midst of this story, but I'm going to say, though, that this is the year that from me being on this planet for many lifetimes, that I'm actually checking in with many of my past lives, future lives, whatever you want to call them. But this is the kind of the pivotal point. And we have a lot of people on this planet right now that is really asking, we're really wanting to level up as a soul, because we know deep down in our you know, knowings that our soul wants to have more peace in it, more quiet in it, more grace in it, more legalness in it, you know, that being. And so doing that, it is about showing that our mind is not in control. And that's the thing is that our life is not really in control either, but we let it be in control. And sometimes our doing life is one that puts us into a spin. And some of us have, you know, in the stars and the planets and our astrologer, you know, knowings and stuff like that, that, you know, there's many of us that are in that, I got to do, I got to do, I got to do, I got to do. Or we've been taught, I got to do, I got to do, I got to do, I got to do, because we're not settling into who we are. And sometimes when we really slow down, we start finding we have emotions. Sometimes when we slow down, we start finding that we have these thoughts that come through our minds that we're not prepared for. Sometimes when we slow down, we don't want to deal with what is that's stirring in us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And so going into this, that about being is part of that. And a lot of us can get into the being if we're meditators. But then sometimes we meditate in the morning, and by the time we're at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're busy doing, and we kind of lose track of the meditational moments that we're in. And I know for me that many times that, you know, and I had a show on not too long ago about ADHD and how technology is helping us to be more ADHD. The energies around us are being more ADHD. You know, if you tap into any of the energies, if you're empathetic in any way, you're going to tap into the energies that are around us. And that's kind of the energy of the, you know, we can tap into that. And that creates a busy doing thing. And I know for me, I'm trying to get my taxes done. It's the first year my business and everything has been doing. So I'm trying to get done with a lot of this stuff. And it just keeps adding on and adding on and adding on. Because I want to be able to have, you know, the balance of what I paid in and what I'm going to get out of it. I'm very legal about it. It's just that negotiation, you know, oh, I didn't know they were going to ask that question. Oh, I need to get that information. Oh, I need to do this. And oh, I need to do that. But there's that story that I need to do, need to do, need to do, need to do. The thing I want you to understand, though, is that as you're in the process of doing that, there's a form of life that we can start being in it. And that's what our soul really kind of sits down into, is the journey of being. Now, being while doing is the trick, and it's a practice to make better. Because how do you walk from your house to your car to leave for the day? Are you doing it really quickly? Or are you engaging with the world around you? The birds chirping, a raindrop that just drops in front of you and drops on your nose? Or are you noticing that it's cold? Or are you noticing this or noticing that? That is a form of being. It's that part of you that you are engaging with the world around you. Now, we may do that unconsciously, but when we bring that into consciousness, that is something that really helps us to, oh, what's the word that wants to come to me? Guides and angels, please bring in the word. Compassion for where you're at. Ooh, I like that. Compassion for where you're at. And when we have that compassion for where we're at, ooh, that's not even in my language. Compassion for where we're at, that we find that our body has less stress in it. Our cortisol can come down. And I know for me that I went through like 2 weeks of detoxing in a way. And my back was breaking out in hives. But then when I was talking with certain people and engaging with certain conversations, that I noticed that my back would start breaking out in around my adrenal area. Ooh, my adrenal area was getting, or my liver. So mid back and down around the kidney areas are the two places that I was kind of, and then any place in between. But going into that I really noticed that it was about having conversations when I was not necessarily helping somebody, but almost stepping too much into their world. Me, who cares a lot, me, who does that I actually really sometimes need to step back and show love in another way by letting love do the work, not me. And when we get into that I noticed that I was more doing, was more reactive, more interactive. And how there was a couple times where let's say that there was one day last week that, or not last week, but the week before that, that there was two kids that were agitated, and it was partly the energies that were out there that, and they were getting in a fight, and I had to break them up at the same time my back was breaking out. And so I was agitation on my back, agitation outside of me. But what did I do right after that moment, because I had to be outward with it, that I brought myself back in to be with me, my body. And I was asking my cortisol, when was the last time you talked to your cortisol, by the way, people that I love so dearly and I care so much to help you get through this lifetime we're in, because this is, we're human beings in this doing thing, and we're beings in the spiritual walk, but we want to be beings in the human walk, and we want to be doings in the spiritual walk. So there's that crossover, the yin with the yang, the DNA signal, right? So going into this, that I suddenly afterwards, I noticed I was all like hyped up. Bring my cortisol down. Cortisol, we're calm now. Come on, calm down. Back, we're calming down. We're okay. We're safe. Take some deep breaths. And that, I would say, is a form of being. Because I was being with parts of my body that were really keyed in. So I would invite for you to start noticing when you are in stress, what part of you is talking to you? Is it your stomach that gets upset? Is it your heart that races? Is it that your mind starts wandering off? Is it that you get the shakes? Is it that you are in the process of struggling somewhere? Because of the fact that when we start engaging with the body, that's a big form of being. You're being with this part of you that is alive in this lifetime. And that's the thing that, you know, if you look at a dragon, this is not a good form of a dragon, but, you know, because not every dragon has, you know, the 3D printer. But each dragon has parts of it, scales, and the wings to help it move forward. And as we're walking and as we're going, that the dragon actually has scales and its tail. So how does it be in the middle? I'm going to talk about cat. How does cat be in the moment? A cat, maybe not a kitten, but a cat knows where its tail is. It knows where its feet is. It knows what it's doing. I was just watching a little meme as I was getting on Instagram here so that I can go live, that there was a video where a cat is kind of like hunched up, kind of like, and his back is a little bit hunched up, and he's kind of turning, and there's another cat on the ground over here, and the cat is reaching over trying to touch its foot, its back foot, to the cat, and the tail is following that back leg. So going into this, when we know and represent and we understand what is happening with us, that's a form of being. Because we're going into this time when we're going to be getting a lot of interactional, I'm going to call them triggers. We're going to be getting a lot of this awakening of our emotions. And when we get into that, we're going to have life that's going to be saying, are you sure you want to stay in that mode? Are you going to want to stay in chaos? Are you going to want to stay in insecurity? Are you going to want to stay in scarcity? But every time that we slow down and slow ourselves into the moment of where we're at, that's form of being. Because doing, if you notice, doing is like a metaphorical freeway. When we're doing, how many times are we driving down the freeway and we're zipping and zapping? Well, I got to get here and I got to get there and I got to get over here. Driving down the road. Yep, I'm safe to move over. Yep, I can do that. Oop, wait a minute. I got to go. Oop, I need to take this exit. So can I get over again? Right? We're in the moment of doing. Got to get it. But what would happen is if you sit back a little bit, And you don't necessarily need to go 80. If the speed limit's 70, go 70. go 73, 74. When was the last time you noticed there was a bird on the side of the road? When did you notice that the person that was driving next to you had a face? When was the last time that you were driving down the road and you noticed that there was grass on the side of the road? And when we notice the outside details, that is a form of being, because it's bringing us back into where are we at? What is going on with us? Instead of looking at the destination that we need to be at, it's part of that journey. It's part of that understanding of the journey. And that's the understanding of being in the moment of doing. We're going to have stories. We're going to have moments where we're going to be doing. I know that this eclipse really stirred me up. And last night I came home and I took a 2-hour nap, and I don't take 2-hour naps in the middle of the day because I'm kind of afraid I'm not going to go to sleep at night. Well, but I did. And oh my gosh, I slept good last night because I guess I needed to be with my sleep. And you know, going into this, that when we're getting into, you know, an ailment, I'm going to say a disharmony, a dis-ease with our understandings, that going into this dis-ease, we start remembering that we have these things going on. A migraine keeps us remembering that we do have a head. You know, a tummy ache helps us remind us that we have a lower part of our body. Our heart fluttering reminds us that we do have a heart. We can't really breathe. We remember that we have lungs, and things outside of us trigger our bodies so that we can remember that we have them. But if we remember that we have them, then we end up gracing ourselves with a little bit more knowings, and we grace ourselves with being with our body. Now, I know that for me, going into this scenario and being knowing that my cortisol wants to come down because, you know, that's part of my greater health, and that's part of me working with my liver, that's part of me working with my spleen, excuse me, my gallbladder, and a lot my hormones and that kind of thing, that a lot of our body parts are starting to interact with us a lot more. And if we're not digesting our food, if we're not eating, if we're not being in with our food when we're eating it, it's mindless eating. And then where's the mindless empty calories? And then they just pile on because we're not processing what we're doing while we're eating. Now, there's sometimes where we don't necessarily want to eat when we're upset, because then we're eating our upset. And that's almost like a double digestion system here. So what I'd invite for you to do is slow down a little bit while you're eating, while you're driving, while you're walking down the road, while you're walking from the car, walking out the door to the car in the morning, slowing down with some of this understanding of you, so that you can be a higher, cleaner self. We're in the moments where, like I said, that you have the possibility of being stirred up and working through some emotions. That's life right now. That is part of what's going on in life. But if we can slow down and not be afraid, please do not be afraid of what emotion is going to be hitting you. These emotions are here to tell us. Like, I was having a conversation with someone today, and she was saying, well, you know, I'm working with this upset person regularly, and I'm choosing not to interact. But she says, the first thing that I do, though, is I ask, what is my emotion? And she said, sometimes it's upset because they're not doing what I would wish them to do. So then acknowledging that upset is there, it's part of learning to be. It's learning to be so that as you're moving forward, that you can understand that what's going on outside of you isn't necessarily what needs to go on inside of you. So then when that person's not doing what you would wish them to do, then you have, then they can take responsibility. And I've heard this person, because it's dealing with an older person dealing with a younger person, is that they say, you're making choices. You need to make a better choice. You need to make a choice that you were given so that you can do this other choice. It's putting it back on them, that they are responsible for their life. It's not about you. You know, sometimes many of these things that are going on around us, that it's over our pay grade, but we're so much into the value of them that we forget about being with it instead of doing it. Enjoying your world around you will give you some benefits. It'll do good for your heart rate. It will do good for your digestive system. It will do good for your understandings. And it really doesn't take much more time. It may add maybe 2 minutes in between this and that. It might add a few moments of recognizing and paying attention just a little differently. Because when we become more awake around us, then we notice when somebody's not driving that well. We notice that there's somebody crossing the road. We notice that there is too much sugar in my diet. We notice that there is too much on my to-do list for one day. We have high expectations for ourselves. And it's not as pleasant to have those expectations. It's time to take back our empowerment. And when we take back our empowerment, we get down into our gut, we get down into our understandings, we come down into our lower chakras, and we realize that we have a body here. We have an understanding here that is part of the doing and the being. We're human having a spiritual experience, and we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And I can tell you, my body, my soul, and my understandings chose to be alive during this time for a specific reason. And part of that is to be here. Be here. So I can do the things in my life to learn the experiences so that I can become a higher, better, processed soul. Those aren't right words, I know, but they're in the moment where I was at. So how do you be? Well, I can tell you that I was noticing that there were some limbs underneath the roadie that were moving when the rest of the roadie wasn't moving. I was being, but I was also being in the moment with you, doing the conversations, doing the work that I want to do. I am here to support you in your life's journey. That is my soul calling. So how do I do that? Through my shows, my video. And I so enjoy doing that with private sessions to give you your private message. So going into this, how can you practice? I'm going to ask the question, how can you practice to be while you're doing? I'm not saying that you need to stop doing. We all cannot be the monk on top of the hill. Nope. We can have moments where we do that, vacations where we do that, moments in meditation that we can do that. The thing that we're doing is that we're here in the human experience. And like I heard even a monk on one of my little videos that went through, he said that he was one of those monks that was in the monastery. And then he decided to come down and he found a woman that he really loved and they have kids now. And he says, oh my gosh, everything that I learned, I am involving it in my life. I am evolving it in my life and I'm practicing it every day. That's what brings us enlightenment, is the doings every day that we do, the conversations we hear. When was the last time? Sorry, dog was doing something in the other room. when was the last time that you really engaged in the conversation you were with? I'm at fault with that not always being there. So going into this dance and then this story that we gotta sometimes just slow down. Our bodies will engage with this. We cannot worry really about the future. We can only process. And I hope my friend doesn't mind me saying something about this, but I have a friend who's moving. And she had one apartment that popped up and it got her so caught up in life that she forgot about being in the moment in some ways. But there's a lot of emotions that were getting triggered, and I honored every single one of them while they were processing through. But the thing is, though, when she figured out this one apartment wasn't the right one, that she was going to pass up this one for this or something better, as she was going forward and doing this, as soon as she figured out that this apartment, the first apartment that she got offered, was not the right one, that she started to slow down and she was starting to be in the moment of what she was trying to process through. And she did good all the way through. I'm just impressed with people who can process the emotions that they do sometimes. I honor you for where you're at. But sometimes on that list of doings, do the dishes, do laundry, vacuum, go to work, do the work job, come home, feed the kids, feed the spouse, engage with this and engage with that. Have you put on get in the car, stop for 3 minutes? Have you put on your list to do's, pray over my food before I eat it? Did you put on your to-do list, take a 2-minute shower longer to enjoy the water's emotions that were washing away? Have you actually, before you walked in the door, say thank you for this door to be in your life to protect you from the outside world? So going into this, when we're being and doing, those are the processes of, hi, Muhammad. Those are those things that, hello. I'm doing good. Thank you for being here, everyone. I'm doing really well. That going into this, that it is about slowing ourselves down, engaging with ourselves, and really learning that this lifetime, the more we understand that we're a physical being walking this world of ours, it doesn't mean that meditation is something that we should stop doing, but I would invite you to bring that quiet with you. Because sometimes it's like we're checking our phones in between this and that and doing this. And I got to say that I'm at the same thing. I'm doing the same thing that going into this, when we're going into the story of who we are, that we can actually take that extra minute to be. Now, I know for me, sometimes I am a very calm morning person. At the same time, though, I'm not always one that, sorry, cat's scratching on my chair, that I can actually get out the door with extra minutes on the day. But I practice as I'm, before I go out the door, I have my bag, I check water bottle, keys, this, that, and the other. And the days that I figure out that I don't have as much or I don't have everything, are the days that I have not practiced to be with myself. So taking that extra second or two or four, checking in if I have everything, is a form of being. So going into this, what are you doing to be in your life? I'm trying to read a little comment here. Thank you for, your channel is very wonderful and I hope you pay more attention to it. Yes, I will. And I am actually in the middle of rearranging my YouTube channel. Oh, that's one thing I wanted to say, but I'll say that later. I don't want to squirrel off this conversation. That when we're going into this moment, though, practicing you, that you're beautiful. Like I was having another conversation with somebody else, and she said that about this eclipse, and she says, there's so many like negative words out there about it. I thought that that eclipses are for the reset. I said, yes. Eclipses, new moons, full moons, situations happening in the stars are a form of reset. But our perception about resets can either be positive or more negative. The emotions that we have are more, can be very negative. Like for me, there was something that happened and it threw me into scarcity. But as I was engaging with it, I was saying, I am blessed. I'm receiving blessings. I'm out of scarcity and into worthiness. I'm into love. I'm into grace. So even though I was being triggered into a negative emotion, I actually shifted the perception of that, working through that shadow, being with the moment that I actually started to say some blessings around the situation, even though that was not the reality. But the reality was one to show me how do I can change to be different, that I can change my mindset around that. So instead of being in scarcity, which is something I'm working through in this life, in this lifetime, actually, that going into this, that I'm able to negotiate how I am. And I want you to remember that as you're going forward, that that is a form of being. When you're more engaged with what's happening in front of you, you actually have the ability to put your hand out and say, I see what I'm being given. Because there's many blessings in the story that we are. There's many blessings in the negative that we're in. And negativity is a perception. I work in elementary school, and I don't know how many kids came up and said, I'm bored today. I'm just bored. And I said, boredom is a state of mind. It's a state of mind. The boredom is a state of mind because our state of mind says, I don't want to think about something, or I'm not going to think about that, or I'm not going to pretend that I know something about something. We're so used to stimulation that we get out of the being with where we're at. And that boredom moment. Oh, thank you, Muhammad. You have all the factors for success, but you must exploit them well. Yes. And that's the thing about life is that it is about the engagement of where we're at. And we may not get it right the first time. There is no right or wrong, but it's engaging with it enough to say, oh, I am done with being here, and I'm done being here, and I want to move to here. So I'm done doing here, and I want to be in a new enlightened space. So going into this, what are you thinking about life? And that's one thing, another thing that my wonderful cat, I have a 6-month-old kitten. What lessons I'm learning from this wonderful young man. And, you know, the other day I was getting ready for work and he's here, meow, 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 telling me, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. I don't have food. I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. And I usually have food down that he can nibble on, because I feed them twice a day, extras, but it's that you know, base food that he has down all the time while he was out at this time. And I got that, oh gosh, that's what the universe is hearing from me right now. I want, 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 I want. And it's okay to keep asking for what you want. It's okay if you want to negotiate this world by yourself, if you want things to be better for you, it's okay. But going from, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, that's almost like the hitting the head against the wall. The universe, the angels say, we hear you, we understand. They were actually giggling at me that I was getting this insight because they don't care. I know them. They don't care. But what I'm noticing is that I forgot to be with, embody what I want, embody what it is, embody what is, embody the story that I am. And going into this negotiation that we can be where we're at. We can be. Lord God, angels, I'm asking for the greater good to happen in this moment. Instead of mindlessly saying, oh, I'm manifesting, I'm wanting this, I'm wanting that, I want to be with things a little bit more so you can embody what you want. Really check in to what you're wanting, desiring, worthy of, respecting of. Be with who you are. Because we're in the moment of manifestation right now. We're in the moment of being triggered into a lot of things. We're in the moment of processing where we're at. I'm just asking you to be loved. Find love for yourself. When you wake up in the morning, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts in the morning? What are the first things that you wake up with? What are the last things you think of when you go to sleep? What are the things you think about during the day? Are they less than? Are they the experience that you're in? Are they in the moments of where you're at? So moving forward, I'm going to invite for you. Slowly start being with who you are. You're a gift. You are amazing. You've come through a lot. You have succeeded in your life to get to where you are at. Be proud of that. Be with you and your proudness of who you are. Then get up and do something about it. Do the thing that you need to do. Like my girlfriend who's moving. She has to do things in her house. She has to do things to get herself ready to move out of the house. But when she picks up something, she's checking in with it to see if it's important with her, if it needs to go or stay, if it needs to change up anything and anything that is happening in this world. We can. And I'm going to say that it's worthy of this engagement. I hope this conversation has been helpful to you because of the fact that we're really hard on ourselves about the to-do list. But what are you going to do around that to-do thing? Clean out the closet. Okay, I'm going to clean out the closet, but I'm going to be with the things that I'm taking out of the closet. I'm going to drive to go pick up my kid from school. Okay, what are you going to be in the car with your kid when you pick them up? Or what is your emotion as you're driving there? That makes a difference. I have to check in with myself. Who am I when I walk into my job? When I walk into doing a private session for someone? When I'm walking into whatever it is that I need to check in, want to check in. I'm desiring to check in. I'm called to check in to be my better self. Sometimes that's 10%. Sometimes that's 100%. Especially when I'm doing private sessions, it's like 99%. We have a story of where we're at. And me, knowing that Rocky, my little guy here, was going to jump up. I saw him out of the corner of my eye. So I was with him. I was being with him while I was talking with you. We can do that. We can do that. So, Mohammed, to ask you your question, yes, I do have a Facebook account. I do have an Instagram account. I do have a TikTok account. I do have a LinkedIn account. I do have all these different platforms to show my my inspirational videos that I do. And I wanted to say something about that, Rocky. No, that is my dragon. He's 6 months old. So things are about him. That as I'm moving forward here, that I want to be inspirational to you. I have over 2,000 posts on Twitter. I have over 2,000 posts on Facebook. I've been doing this a long time, being inspirational to you, and I still have the soul calling to do this. No, little boy, no. That I want to still do it, but being called. So if I'm not posting Monday through Friday, it's because that there was just something that happened and it wasn't going to be in the right intention. So I really, that's my altar. No. No. Sorry. Boundaries. Boundaries with a kitten. He's going to jump up on my altar. So going into this, it's about being in the moment. So I am going to be posting regularly when the inspiration is calling me. So that I hoping and praying that you feel the intention is a little bit more cleaner and purposeful. Also, I wanted to invite you to go check out my YouTube channel. It's still in the process of being worked on, but I've changed up my YouTube channel. Instead of having inspirational shorts, lives, and Mantra Monday, I have playlists now. Grief and Emotions. Let's Get Tiggered, Not Triggered. What's another one? Spiritual Awakening. Working with the Energies. There's different videos that I have put in for each platform so that if you're looking for some inspirations, you can go to that playlist and find the video that works more for what you're doing. Some of them are as long as shows. Some of them are, which are about an hour. Some of them are as short as 2 minutes. I've also started doing videos where I do a short version, and then at my YouTube channel, I have the longer version. So going into this, it's time for shaking us up and being in the moment. And this is what I'm being called to be. Because in the last 24 hours, I have, I knew if I let him in this room when I'm doing my show, he would be investigative. Intuition. But I'm going to have to let this process be, Rocky, process be a little bit. So going into this, it's time to really enjoy you. It's really time to be who you are. And I'm hoping and praying that as you walk forward, that I can still be in support for you. But if you're looking for some private help, this is all blanket, over the top information. But your personal walk, I'm praying that you can go from 80 miles an hour down to 25 miles an hour so you can enjoy your dance, so you can enjoy your story. And I'm going to have to do something because he's getting invested, so I'm going to put him all out.
Thank you. Good boy, Rocky.
Sorry about that. He's getting wound up. And a six-month-old kitten is getting wound up. You want him out the, outside the spiritual room. So going into this, it's time to believe. And remember, the year of the dragon, it's about fire. We're going to have fire under us to do. Yet at the same time, as a dragon sometimes sits up on the top of a cliff and looks down, it's being in the moment. When it's getting that rumble inside of itself, it's being with its own rumble. going into this dance, it's about life. It's about being in the moment. What is this life trying to teach me? What is it trying to show me? Because we're all becoming a greater, better selves. May inspiration be with you. Now, at this minute, I am called to start doing oracle cards. So what I'm hoping for is that during the, I'm shuffling the oracle cards, that as that you are looking at what I'm doing, please, please, please check out my YouTube channel. Please like, share. If this show is something that somebody would like to, would be good for somebody to listen to, who you know is stressed out in life and it's struggling, there might be some information that they can use. Please share. Please follow. I'm really loving to do that going into this. I subscribed your channel if you are barefoot. I'm always barefoot. So well, I don't know what that means. Okay, so going into this, I'm going to pull some oracle cards. Let's see here. You know what? Dragon wants to come out today. Let's do dragon cards. Let's do some dragon cards. Yes, I have been known to actually go barefoot in the snow and ice. People think I'm crazy because I am barefoot. I've even in Hawaii gone barefoot on the lava on the Big Island. Not as a hot lava, but you know when the sun is beating down on it, it's still pretty hot and black. I've been known to walk on that too. So I've been known to walk on a prove it. I'm barefoot. So Veronica says yes, dragon card. Okay, so enough about my feet. Okay. Let's see. This is for Veronica. Veronica, dragon wants to tell you. Oh, dragon wants to tell you. Glad you have a session on Friday, because we're probably dragon will be channeled in your session on Friday. Yeah. Okay, dragon. What do you want to tell Veronica? So Singold. Singold is how I'm pronouncing it. If you got another one, that would be oh, looks like I have a few trolls. I'd love a card. Yes. Thank you. I would agree with that statement. Sue, thank you. So Singold. Okay. And I will give you one too, Sue. So this is 12. 10, 12. Singold. Okay, so I'm going to do my better while I'm reading. Dragons eat trolls. I love that. Dragons do eat trolls. I love that humor, Kathy. Thank you. I needed that one. Okay, so this is for Veronica. Okay, so Veronica coming back here. Do that which lifts your heart to bring forth your deep inner smile from within. Do what which lifts your heart to bring forth your deep inner smile within. Singold is the dragon of gratitude, and he arrives when we need to take notice and acknowledge the old negative patterns. He asks us to recognize old emotional blocks. For example, these can be self-doubt, fear, or jealousy. He has these words to say about gratitude. Review your life to date and find things to be grateful for so you can rejoice in who you are. Acknowledge the fears, envy, guilt, or anger within. Accept the nudging, the niggling doubts. Admit they are present, for they are part of you. But you have no need to dwell here, for they are part of your past and are no longer relevant to your life now. Instead, revel in the pure joy of being alive. Seek the positive in your experience. Seek the positive in your existence here on earth. Uncover the things to rejoice about. Do what lifts your heart to bring forth your deep inner smile from within. Seek a totem to act as a reminder. This can be the object of small enough to carry or wear daily, maybe a beautiful shell or a crystal. Set the intention within to stay focused on being joyous and grateful. That one's a good one. And I think if there's a card and it sits true for you, remember that one card is designated for someone. But if you get a message out of it, it was so meant for you too. Because this was actually the theme of the show today, was remembering where we're at. Hi, Soba. Yes, I will do a card. We're doing dragon cards today. Okay, so the next one was Sue. Okay, so this is for Sue. Being with the moment. Okay, Sue, here's yours. Put the intention out there, my dear. On Instagram, if you would like a card, I would love to do one for you there. You're more than welcome, Veronica. Okay, this is for Sue. Just one card, please, dragons. One card. One card. Woo-hoo! Okay, this is, you'll have to excuse my announcements here. Orbrin is the way I'm announcing it. Orbrin, look how beautiful that is. We just had eclipse too. So that is 14. Orbrin. Okay, so this is for you, Sue. Reconnect to the physical body to get out of your head. Reconnect with the physical body. Get out of your head. If Orbrin has turned up today, it is to reassure you that you can achieve what you require. You may have to dig deep within yourself and maybe do this for the long haul, which you have been doing, by the way. But you can and will succeed. This shrinking red dragon... The striking red dragon's connection is firmly grounded and in effect connects to our base chakra. He therefore relates to everything that makes up our physical lives and the world we create for ourselves. Orbrin's message is a simple one. Nothing in this world you call home is insurmountable. Hey, I said the word insurmountable. Nothing is too big to deal with. Get your feet back on the ground and anchor yourself into your physical reality. Having your head in the clouds will not give you the answers you desire or require. Connect to your base chakra and reconnect to your body, your physical body. Get out of the head into your body. Release your ever-troubling and swiveling thoughts. When you are more grounded in this way, you will be better placed to deal with the matters that are demanding your attention. You will then be able to handle them fully and with ease, freeing you to move forward. Your time is best spent tackling whatever is demanding your time. Deal with it totally, and when you will be in a position to move forward. Although Orban is a tough talking dragon, sometimes you need to hear it as it is. He is a great ally when you need to get a job done and deal with the here and now. Orban finishes his message with, seek the path of less resistance. The more you tussle with the problem, the tighter the noose becomes, eventually strangling the situation. I hope that helps. Thank you. Yes, we all need to connect with our physical body a little bit more. That's amazing. He's very, whew. Yeah, that's a very empowering place to be. You're more than welcome. Okay, so let's see, Sue, and then Sorbo, would you like a card? When are you leaving? I feel like it's soon. Yeah, Sue, coming back to you. I'm getting a tap, my dear. You more four for me. Yes, I can do one for you, Kathy. You know, when I was reading that, I was getting that, and I know you, so I can say this. I hope that, you know, when what came in is sometimes the visitors you would get connected with the male in the family, that you didn't want to deal with them. So you practice leaving emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And so that's when you stopped being so grounded, is when you were having to deal with the outer experiences. So look into what is the small things that are snipping your tails, your threads to being on this planet, because you do a lot of traveling in your meditations, but it's coming back down so you can process them a little bit deeper. So look in to see, when did you leave, when you had to deal with some big emotions, when you had to deal with these things, that it was easier to deal with them out in the sessions and not so much here. So it's time to come back here. I know you do that well, but there's a couple threads that I saw, and I hope that makes more sense to you. As I was saying that, because I know that you know me and I know you. So look in to see, when are the things that in your inner world, your house and the people visiting it, that make you shoot out. That's an idea for you. Okay, so. Soba, let's see here. This one's for you, my dear. Oh, blessings on your journey. It was so good to hear last week when your daughter was feeling better. Ooh, this is for Soba. Start all over. A little chaotic. Okay, this card here. Kept moving around. It says, me. Peace. Ooh, isn't that a beautiful card? Went from fire dragon to a peaceful dragon. So this is five, peace. piece. Okay, this is for Soba and anybody else that it hits. Allow me to pull together your scattered energies. This beautiful and gentle dragon encourages us to be kind to ourselves. We frequently push ourselves too hard in our lives, whether this is at work or at home. We forget who we truly are and can miss the beauty of life as we become self-absorbed. This dragon's energy guides us to an inner tranquility, helps us to feel and trust that everything is fine. Finally, we begin to see and understand the beauty and the lessons in all things. Although incredibly powerful, this tranquil dragon brings in the energy of gentle bliss, like the early morning summer sun, giving us the sense of completeness we've previously lacked. If she has come to you today, her message is this: allow me to pull together your scattered energies so that you can feel the sense of peace enter your soul. Every situation has a legacy, but alas, occasionally it can take a little time to appreciate or understand it this fully. Let my presence help release any negative feelings, for you are truly the creator and are immensely powerful. By allowing peace to enter our lives, we enable our very being to carry more light. We become beacons for others to follow. But in order to do this eventually, efficiently, we must release our need to control. If life can be dull or you are feeling generally out of sorts, call upon peace to lift your blues. She will support you by showing you the beauty of life and helping you to celebrate your experiences here on earth. But remember, you can only do this if you relinquish your need for control. When you do so, you will feel lighter, brighter, and more connected to the universe. I hope that helps, Soba. I know that you're in this and that, so I'm hoping that that helps you out. Wow. Peace. What a wonderful dragon to have with you while you're going through some changes. Okay. More in line are time for me. Yes. So this one's for you, Kathy. Let me clear the cards. I'm hoping that everybody finds joyfulness in their life. I know that we just came through some big energy, and you know, we've gone through big energy many times. How many eclipses have we had in our lifetimes? There's something, yes, special about this one, but at the same time, though, all of them have been miraculous. It's time for us to really settle in, get grounded in who we are, and appreciate how far we've come. Okay, Kathy, here we go. That was fast to say. Kathy. Together, I'm aligning with Kathy's energy. Woo! Divine feminine. Oh my gosh. Look at that. The pedestal inside of the support. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Oh yes. That is right now where you are, my dear. Okay, which one's this one? This one is 32 is 5. Divine feminine, 32, divine feminine. Okay, Kathy, here we go. It is time to stop playing small and claim your place within the circle of light. Divine Feminine is the smallest dragon I have yet encountered. She appeared near the time of the summer solstice, and her counterpart is Heron, who symbolizes divine masculine. I'm going to show this to you. Heron. There we go. She is here to connect you to your divine feminine energy. She told me, you possess everything you need for your existence on Earth. All you need is to accept and understand it. When we begin to realize that we no longer have to look outside ourselves for answers and approve or feel the need for possessions, we can begin honoring ourselves as spiritual human beings. We are exactly who we need to be and where we need to be at the moment, at any moment. Divine Feminine brings a sense of acceptance when we find ourselves at crossroads and assures us we have infinite resources to see us through. Often she appears around the solstice or equinoxes, or times we are coming into completion of cycle. She guides us to keep our faith and stay true to ourselves, following our inner guidance during transitional times. Although Divine Feminine is the smallest of the dragons, she carries an immense power, and this is her message to you. It matters not how small you may feel on the inside. In truth, you are more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. This power is deep within you, and you know intuitively what is required of you. It's time to stop playing small and claim your place within the circle of light so that you can shine. Others are drawn to you like the sunrise on a summer solstice morning. So own it. It is yours. Own it without fear or ego, but with acceptance and grace. She allows us for the first time to acknowledge that touch is the feeling of personal power. She encourages deep trust in divine, which settles itself comfortably in our being. I hope that helps, Kathy, because I know that you're in a big change right now. And oh my gosh, you are a very empowered woman. I love you. I love all of you. I have love for every single one of you. And I'm hoping and praying that this show and other videos that I do and other shows that I've done, in which Holy Mama's Heron and Solstice shooting the 23rd, June 23rd. Thank you, Natasha. You're more than welcome. My divine calling is to support you in your life's journey. If that's through a private session, if that is through my videos, if it's through my shows, if it's through just walking down the street and I meet you, I'm here to support and love and give guidance and just to be with people. Sometimes I just sit and I'm with someone because that's what the calling is to be. So I'm hoping that this message, even though it was simple, of doing and being, it can change your world. It can change your world. So I hope this show was helpful. Please like and follow and support this journey of mine. And then, like I said, if you would like a private session, intuitiveclarifications.com is my website. I would love to be here with you. Blessings on your journey. I will see you next week. And I think next week is the third week, which is Regan Forston. So I think I'm on the right one of that. Hi there. How you doing? Oh my gosh, I've been thinking about you. So I want to be on your show again. I would love to be on your show again. Thank you for being here, everyone. I'm just so grateful everybody is here. Have blessings on your journey. See you next week with Regan Forsten. Don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I know it will be good. It's always great with Regan. Blessings to you on your journey. Bye now. Yes, let's do it. I totally agree. Text me or I'll text you. We'll talk to you later. Bye now.